Classic Business Sustainability.
Well, it's time to talk about the number one issue in the country at the moment, and that is undoubtedly energy as we await the publication of the Integrated Resource Plan. We've been waiting for some time, and my next guest has certainly made the latest part of a very long and storied career here, a focus on energy and renewable energy. Ramez Naam, computer scientist, futurist, author, and for many years a leader behind Microsoft, where he led teams developing early versions of things like Outlook and Internet Explorer and Bing as well. Ramez, great to have you in my pop-up studio.
Michael, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, your recent area of interest is in energy, and I'm sure you're well aware of this energy crisis in South Africa that we've been battling with for the last decade. We call it load shedding. It's really rolling blackouts. And the trade-offs that we need to make here between old coal technology and big clunky utilities in death spirals versus the very latest renewable energy, a lot more distributed, modular, smaller. What are the opportunities? What are you seeing globally in terms of renewable energy?
I mean, what we're seeing globally is just the price of solar, of wind power, of batteries are all in complete freefall. I started working in this field about 2010, and since then in the U.S., the cost of utility contracts for solar power has dropped almost by a factor of 10. Here in South Africa, at just outside the power station, wholesale prices, if you're building a new coal power plant, it's going to cost you more than one rand per unit. And in solar here might be almost half a rand per unit. In Portugal, we have a contract signed for a quarter of a rand per unit, and South Africa has better sun than Portugal. So it's now abundantly clear, and wind is actually quite similar in South Africa, those prices. It's now abundantly clear that the cheapest source of electricity in South Africa and in most sunny and windy places is solar and secondly wind. And indeed that within a few years it will be cheaper to build new solar power in South Africa than just to continue to operate existing coal power plants.
That is phenomenal. And one hopes that the politics takes a back seat to what is clearly a desperate need for the lowest cost energy mix for the country. Fiscally, we're not in a position to be subsidizing or overpaying for our cost of energy. What are the challenges still for renewable, though? I know in the early days it wasn't a dispatchable base load. It was only when the sun shone or the wind blew. Those things are changing.
They're changing quite rapidly. It's still quite an issue, but it's gotten so much better in just the last decade. Also, between 2010 and today, the cost of energy storage has dropped by a factor of 10 as well. So now, outside Los Angeles, for instance, we had 4 hours of battery storage added at a cost of about 2 US cents per kilowatt hour. So we can do the math on that, but that's also about a quarter rand added on. So even the cost of solar in South Africa plus 4 hours of storage to get you through, 4 hours past sunset when the stores are open and your aircon is on, that's still cheaper than coal in South Africa. And that price is going to keep dropping and dropping and dropping.
And that's why many in the industry, the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program, often hailed as a great example of a public-private partnership. We got almost 200 billion rands worth of investment through 4 bid windows until the politics forced us to reconsider. We didn't sign bid windows 4.5, and now 5 is on the back burner. We just need to see these being unlocked. What do you see as some of the challenges, some of the greatest challenges from your outsider's vantage point in managing the just transition? As I said to you earlier, we're a very coal-dependent country, much like a Poland, for example. And so there are a lot of workers invested in coal mines and trucking coal, and they've formed a very powerful lobby that has tended to delay the important logical path to a low-cost, carbon-free future.
Well, we do need a just transition, and those workers deserve respect and a chance at a new career. But if you look at the United States was heavily coal-dependent. Coal was the number one source of electricity as recently as 10 years ago. And now there's more people working in solar in the U.S. than in coal. So in a transition to a more solar-based energy system, there's a tremendous number of new jobs. They're cleaner jobs with less air pollution with less health risk for those workers, jobs in the U.S. that pay better than working in the coal sector. And I think the government should look seriously at job retraining programs, reskilling programs as well. But this new economy can generate more jobs that are better jobs while still bringing down the cost of electricity and upping the reliability for South Africa.
Rami, it's a great pleasure chatting to you and sharing your insights, I'm not going to say from the coal face, from the solar PV face of the new power future.
Michael, such a pleasure.